South Korea crypto tax repeal petition crosses 58,000 signatures. A petition to repeal South Korea's tax on cryptocurrency gains has gathered more than 58,000 signatures, Cointelegraph reported on June 21, 2026. The number matters beyond the headline. South Korea's national petition system refers any submission that collects 50,000 signatures inside its open window to the relevant standing committee in the National Assembly. So crossing that line turns a public grievance into something lawmakers are procedurally obliged to address. The petition targets a tax that has spent years in limbo. South Korea legislated a levy on crypto trading profits above an annual exemption, but pushed back the start date more than once amid pushback from retail investors and disagreement inside the legislature over how to track gains across exchanges and self-custodied wallets. Each delay bought time, without settling the underlying fight. This petition is the latest sign that the fight has not gone away. The threshold that changes the math, a petition sitting at a few thousand signatures, is a complaint. One that clears 50,000 is an agenda item. Under South Korea's national petition process, reaching the threshold within the allotted period sends the proposal to a committee for review, where members decide whether to advance, amend, or shelve it. That does not guarantee repeal. It does guarantee a hearing, and a hearing forces officials to state a position on the record rather than let the policy drift. For a country where retail participation in crypto runs unusually high relative to population, that procedural step carries weight. South Korea has one of Asia's most active retail trading bases, and a tax on realized gains hits exactly that group. When tens of thousands of people sign a formal government petition in days, lawmakers read it as an early temperature check ahead of any vote, a pattern of postponement. The repeal push lands against a backdrop of repeated foot dragging. The gains tax was supposed to take effect. Then it was deferred, then deferred again. Supporters of the tax frame it as basic parity. Equity and property gains are taxed, so crypto profits should be too. Opponents argue the rules were written before the market matured, that enforcement across decentralized venues is impractical, and that taxing gains while the local market sits in a downturn punishes ordinary holders at the worst possible moment. That last point has bite right now. Crypto sentiment is fragile heading into late June. Bitcoin traded around $64,228 on June 21, 2026, up roughly 1% on the day but flat over the week, and the fear and greed index sat at 22, squarely in fear. Asking investors to brace for a new tax during a fearful sideways market is a hard sell, and petition organizers know it. Tax treatment reaches past the trading screen. Tax treatment shapes behavior well beyond the trading screen. Every time a Korean user converts crypto to spend it, whether through an exchange withdrawal or a crypto card that settles from a crypto balance, the question of whether that disposal triggers a taxable event sits in the background. A clear, low, or absent gains tax makes routine spending simpler. An ambiguous one makes people hesitate, hoard, or route around the rules. The same tension is playing out across other jurisdictions. Illinois recently moved in the opposite direction, signing a trading tax into law, while debates over how to treat stablecoin flows and realized gains continue to splinter by region. South Korea's petition is one more data point in a global argument over who owes what when crypto changes hands. Reaching the threshold starts a clock. Reaching the threshold starts a clock rather than ending one. The committee can take up the petition, gather testimony, and recommend action, or it can let the proposal stall without a vote. Past delays suggest the second outcome is entirely possible. The difference this time is that the repeal case now has a formal foothold inside the legislature, instead of living only on social media. For now, the tax remains on the books in its deferred form, and nothing about the petition changes a taxpayer's current obligations. Investors should treat the 58,000 signature figure as a signal of political momentum, not a change in law.